This week's parsha. This week's parsha is parsha Tafta. This one's going around now. This week's parsha. Oh my god! I just said this week's parsha. Parsha's Tafta. I'm a little tired. This week's parsha is parsha's Vayechi. I want to discuss mitzvah number 420. 420. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Coincidence? I think not. Fuck. Exactly. Minyan HaMitzvahs. The first thing I want to discuss is the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Again, I don't know if you guys have noticed the theme, but I usually try... The first thing I always try to discuss when talking about a mitzvah is, does everybody count this as a mitzvah? That's usually the first question. So, in fact, not everybody counts this as a mitzvah. Tastes fit in throughout Shas, based on the Gemara and Baruchos and Daf Chaf Aleph. All say that Kriya Shema is only midrabbanon, not a mitzvah midoraisa. Shita number one. Shita number two, we have the Rambam. The Rambam, and the Chinuch goes in his footsteps, says that Kriya Shema shel shachris v'shel arvis. If they say Kriya Shema in the morning, Kriya Shema in the night. However, he counts them as one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and there's two times you're supposed to say it. You're supposed to say Kriya Shema in the morning, you're supposed to say Kriya Shema at night. And the last sheet says the Shita of the Ramban. He says that you have to say Kriya Shema in the morning, you have to say Kriya Shema at night, but he counts them as two separate mitzvahs. So just to recap, we have three Shitos. The Shita of Tosus, who says that it's not a mitzvah, Bechlal Midoraisa. The Shita of the Rambam, who says that it's one mitzvah, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. The Shita of the Ramban, who says that it's two separate mitzvahs, one in the morning and one in the night, and the Minyan mitzvahs he counts two. Fine. Next, yes.
What do you trust to do with the fact that we call over out the Bechacham Chayim Yisrael, the Gemara that discusses in regards to Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? If you go home first, say, I'll eat a little, drink a little, sleep a little, and then you don't end up saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, it's considered a Siyam, though, right?
So maybe they hold it. That Tosos is not on that daf. It could be that Tosos holds based off the Gemara and Chafal, if it's a Machlok and Sasugyo. And therefore, we pass on the Gemara and Chafal. Fine. Next thing I want to discuss is the shear of the mitzvah. We know, according to the sheet, so forget about the sheet of Tosos now. According to the sheet that says Kriya Shema is Doraisa. How much? Yeah, but I'm talking about what is the mitzvah midoraisa of Kriya Shema? Fine. So here we're gonna have four shitas. The first shita is that which we see in the Sefer Achinuch. It's also the shita of the Ramban, and they say that the first pasuk is the mitzvah midoraisa. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The rest is midrabanon. In fact, there's actually an interesting opinion. It's a big, big chiddush of the Netziv. It's a famous chiddush. And he says that sometimes you have a mitzvah daraisa, but you essentially, like, the rabbanon expand upon that, and the expansion is sort of still included in the mitzvah daraisa. I'll give you an example. One example is by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach, as well as eating matzah on Leil Pesach. There's a minimum amount of both of those things. Okay? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to, let's say the Haggadah, or whatever, you have to say a certain part of the Haggadah, and there you'd be kind of the mitzvah to say midoraisa. But Chazal tell us that Kol Amarba Hareza Meshubah, that if you just keep on talking all night even more and more about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you'd still be doing the mitzvah midoraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Same thing by matzah. There's a minimum shear that you have to eat by matzah. Okay? Let's say you keep on eating matzah. So you keep on fulfilling the mitzvah midoraisa of matzah. So the same thing that it's can apply to the Kriya Shema as well. That, or even if the first pasuk is midoraisa, but there's also an element of just keeping adding on to that theme, so the rest can also be included in the mitzvah midoraisa of Kriya Shema, albeit the minimum is still only one pasuk. It's just an interesting thing, and you can keep that in mind, that there's like somewhat of an in-between sometimes of what exactly is midoraisa, what's the rabbanon. There's obviously a lot of gray a lot of the time. So first we had the sheet of the Ramban and the Chinuch. The first pasuk is midoraisa. Then you have the opinion of Rashi, who says that the first perek is midoraisa, the hafta. Then you have the opinion of Tosfos, who says that the first two prakim are midoraisa, which is the hafta and the haya. And then different Tosfos. Come on.
You said it was hybrid Tosfos. Well, where else is it?
The Tosfos in Shach, the Tosfos in Sota. I forgot. I forget either of the stuff after. I'll get you the Matmakomis after. Fine. And then the last opinion is that of the Ramban, of the Rambam. So the truth is a lot of the Achreinim discussed. We're not exactly sure what the opinion of the Rambam is, but at least the Aruch HaShulchan, the Bichil Michal Epstein, and the Prima Gadim, both say that Pshat of the Rambam is that the Rambam says that all three Prakim of Shema are Midaraisa. Which means in order to be Mekayim, the same Midaraisa, you'd have to say all three Prakim of Shema. Fine.
By Shachris and Amarv or maybe
yes.
Just Shachris?
Both. Kishma Shal Shachris, Kishma Shal Arvis, all three Prakim. It's a very, very famous question that the Achreinim ask. And it's also on the Rambam. The Rambam, interestingly enough, does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam does count the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach, but he doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim.
It's separate from Leil
Pesach. It's a mitzvah on Leil Pesach to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam, however, does not count the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's interesting because a lot of the Rishonim do count it. So why does the Rambam not count it? It's also Sukkim that are explicit in the Torah. So what is going on? So it's quoted in the name of Rav Chaim, famously, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam didn't count it. But before I say that, there's an Or Sameach that says because according to the Rambam, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a mitzvah in the Rabbanon, and therefore there's no question. But Rav Chaim is quoted as saying, I believe it's Rav Chaim, except the other Achronim, that he says that the Rambam is Lashita. So the Rambam holds that all three Prakim of Shema are Midoraisa. So the last parak of Shema is dealing all with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So according to the Rambam, you didn't have to count the separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that mitzvah was already included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why the other Rishonim did count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because according to them, that's not included in Kriya Shema, because only according to the Rambam are all three Prakim part of the mitzvah. Fine. Next thing I want to discuss is the mechutz of the mitzvah. Usually we call it the shorish of the mitzvah, but here I want to call it the mechutz of the mitzvah, the essence. What is the mitzvah of Shema? What is it all about? So I saw a very cool mimer by Rav Asher Weiss on a website called TorahBase.org. Website where they just have a lot of his Torah recordings and also things written up. Most of the things that are on the website will probably be made at this farm in the years coming forward. So he actually says, he phrased it like this, that it's a machlokes between the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi. Agav, just to like get a quick I don't want tangents a lot of this shit, no? But I'll go on a quick tangent. I heard from Rav Aryeh Leibowitz quoting Rav Ephraim Goldberg. Rav Ephraim Goldberg said that Rav Asher Weiss told him that he finishes Shas every other year, and Shas Talmud Bavli every other year, and Talmud Yerushalmi every year. One year he does Talmud Bavli, one year he does Talmud Yerushalmi. So Rav Ephraim Goldberg asked him, like, how do you have time to do that? Like, you're so busy every day. I don't understand. How do you have enough time? So Rav Asher Weiss says, I don't have time to do 7 daf a day, but I have time to do 50 on Shabbos. Just an interesting story, but what I took out from that story is I have noticed a little bit of a theme in Rav Asher Weiss, that he a lot of times quotes things and says, Machlokas between the Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. So like, it's making this story much more believable. So here too, Rav Asher Weiss wants to say that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi have a Machlokas about what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema all about. So according to the Talmud Bavli, it's pretty clear. What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? It's the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is our God. Right? We're accepting all the mitzvahs. We're accepting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on us. What's proof of mitzvahs? Many Gemaras, I'll just quote one. The Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Yad Aleph says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his friends, that Toraso and Munasa, that they would learn all day, so they wouldn't interrupt learning for anything, except for when it came to Kriya Shema. What's the explanation? Because Kriya Shema, what's your learning if you don't know Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema isn't just like another mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. It's being the top of Omar HaShemayim. We're saying, I'm now accepting the heavenly, that Ribono Shalom is the master of the universe and that I'm here to serve him. And only after that can you continue your learning. Fine. However, the Talmud Yerushalmi goes by a different approach. It's much more like bland, but he says that essentially the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us that twice a day, once in the morning, once at night, we have to lomade a parsha of Torah. We have to learn a specific piece It's almost like Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah twice a day. So hold on. So where's the proof from this? So Rav Asher Weiss brings a number of Yerushalmis that proves. Yerushalmi and Brachos and Daf Chavav says. So the Talmud Yerushalmi and Brachos Daf Ches. Sorry, not Chavav. Daf Ches says that Rav Shimon ben Yochai. It's a parallel Gemara, but it says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai would not stop for Kriyat Shema. Why wouldn't he stop? So the Yerushalmi says, because Zeshinon v'Zeshinon. Meaning, you're going to stop your learning to learn Kriya Shema? That doesn't make any sense. So what do you see is clear from this Gemara? That Kriya Shema is just essentially learning Torah.
And then would they be like the opinion who doesn't have it
as a mitzvah, that could go together. It's very possible, yeah. There's going to be a lot of lishitas, but if you use this hakira, I think, like you just said, for a lot of things. We'll see as we go along, you'll see that things will start fitting in. There's another Gemara in Brachos in the Yerushalmi and Daf Yadal that says women are putter from Kriyat Shema, and it learns it out from the Pasuk of V'limatem osam es b'neichem. So we darshan out b'neichem and not b'teichem. That's the same pasuk that we darshan out to teach you. A little bit of Seichel. That's the same pasuk that teaches you that you don't have to teach your daughter Torah. Again, very, very clear. The Kriya Shema Torah is almost the same thing. Another Gemara on Brachos Daf Tes says that when discussing Brachos Kriya Shema,
Tes is a Yerushalmi about
Tes. All these are Yerushalmis. That's why it's shown the sheet of the Yerushalmis. So the Yerushalmi over there, when it's discussing Brachos Kriya Shema, the Yerushalmi says that before Kriya Shema, you should make a Birchas Torah. So again, very clear that Kriya Shema is the start, and there it brings a pasuk to prove it, and it brings a pasuk out, Behigisa bo yomam v'layla, which again is referring to Talmud Torah. So again, this is, I never heard this, and I think it's a very, very beautiful piece from Rosh Weiss, but it's this type of thing that you have to know Bavli calls, Yerushalmi calls, that you can make a hakira like this, that according to the Bavli, Kriya Shema is much more about Kabbalah Solman for Shemayim. While according to the Yerushalmi, it's more about just a saying Torah in the morning and saying. Sure, there would be. Yeah. I think. I don't know. Fine. Another interesting halacha. There's a diyuk that both the Gromik and the Ritva actually makes it in the Sechus Megillah as well on Daf Beis. They say it says Rachel starts off Me'emasai Kored Es Shema the Arabic. So the Gra puts it, why does it say Korin plural and not Kore? And the Ritva and Megillah says, why Megillah doesn't say Megillah Nikres, like passively, as opposed to like we read the Megillah like we do over here. So you say that it implies that Shomea Ka'oneh, even though Shomea Ka'oneh works almost across the board, by Shema, I can't be Yotze by hearing somebody else say Shema. Why not? The famous answer given, which works very well with the Bavli, this probably works well with the Yerushalmi as well, is that Shema is not just saying Pesukim, it's not like Kiddush. It's not just like it's not like any other mitzvah. It's not like making a bracha. But rather, it's being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. And I can't be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim without somebody else. And therefore, Shomei Ka'onah is just not even shy to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is a declaration that I am hereby being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Fine. Next thing. This will get a little bit more of the halachos, then we'll end off talking about Zmanei Kriya Shema. So these are like huge sugyos. Like the earliest, first of all, they break down. You have Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you have Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, and in both of them you have to discuss the earliest time and the latest time, the earliest time, the latest time, and then the Lechatchila time and the most ideal time. Fine. I'm not going to get into all that. I'll just give you
this.
Yes. No, and some more.
It goes in fourth paragraph, so like.
Yeah.
But Brachos Daf Beis, it has 17 different prices for the start time.
Exactly.
And like, Hainu Hach, Lo Hainu Hach.
It's very difficult. Fine. I'll just give you the baseline Shulchan Aruch. So, by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. L'chatchila, you should recite Kriya Shema Miyar B'Tei Tzakach Levin. Three stars come out at night. But it's Zmana all the way until Chatzos, and if you were Kore Adalos HaShachar, then you'd still be Yotzei. There are opinions.
What was Lashon until Chatzos?
Until Chatzos, Zmana Ad Chatzos, meaning it's still okay to read until Chatzos.
Okay, Zmana, there's three stops now. There's Lechachio, okay, and Bidiyavet, yeah.
Agav, it's a very fascinating concept. This is also just for the Daf Yomi readers, learners
amongst us,
like Rav Asher. We say the Chachamim agree to Rav Gamliel that really you're able to read it until the Zman of Krishma is really until Elos HaShachar, but rather they did a siyag. They didn't want people to mess up. So there's an opinion brought down in the Talmid Rebbe Yona that say that the Chachamim have the power to be essentially like to say you're not Yotzei. Even though Midah writes the Chachamim agree you would be Yotzei until Elos HaShachar, since they're making a siyag to prevent us from doing Averos, you would be able to, the Chacham is allowed to be able, like, okay, Davar Minat Torah type of thing, and say you're not Yotzei.
What would Shomar say if you read it before the Tisha B'Av? Not Yotzei at all?
No.
Because it was Shikos in the Gemara.
It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch now. I'm not going to say yes for sure. Tosfos on Daf Beis discusses this, and he says that maybe going to Rav Yehuda, says that the day starts after Chag HaMitzvah. This is what I don't want to get into. It gets way too complicated.
So
just the possible, right? Fine.
So then we have Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. So again, just give you the baseline. Halacha lichatchila, you're supposed to say Mishayake when you can recognize your friends from 4 hours away. Mitzvah min amovchar, which is better than lichatchila. This is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. You should say it. Kivasikin, meaning right before Nates. So you say
Kivasikin Esrei, or Mamish right before.
Right before Nates. And then you say Shemona Esrei right after that. Because you want to be so mech geula letfila. And with the Evid, you can even recite Kriya Shema until. Sorry. You can even recite Kriya Shema from Elos HaShachar. Which is the earliest. And then it goes.
What did he say after Nates? What did he say? What does he say about
postmates? Postmates, I think he says until Chatzos.
Sorry, 3 hours.
Until Shalshal, but what does he say about that?
I don't remember.
B'di'evet for Shachris is Alos, which is even earlier than Mishiyaka.
What does he say on
that? So that's Shalshal. I didn't get that on the Shalshal. Just to end off, I saw something very, very interesting also on this website by Rav Asher Weiss. He talks about Zman Kriya Shema v'Zman Hazeh. So he brings an opinion of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, I believe was a big rabbi in Yerushalayim. And he says that nowadays, since people wake up later, so Zman Kriya Shema is later. Back in the day, we said people used to wake up 3 hours of the day, and therefore that's what so Zman Kriya Shema is. But nowadays, since people wake up later, things have changed. And it could be that so Zman Kriya Shema would be later. The truth is, I think it's called the name of the Mishnah. Mishkanos Yaakov, maybe the Shvus Yaakov, that said the same thing. But Rav Asher Weiss is not like this at all. He says, even when Metzias has changed, things don't change. He quotes the Chazon Ish that says, Chazal gave us certain examples of what defines an animal as a trefa. There's a certain simon, and that simon will tell you that this animal is not going to live for another 12 months. Nowadays, we have more science that proves that it could have that simon of the trefa and still live for another 12 months. But the Chazon Ish says, we don't change the halacha. The halacha was then, the halacha persists. Again, this is a more broad topic, but we have a machlokas right here between Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and Rav Asher Weiss about how much you're able to start playing with halachos when Metzias changes. That's that. Why? Again, I always forget to speak. Why the heck did I talk about Kriya Shema this week? Anybody?
Well, you have last week's Yaakov.
Hamalach Adora Lo Si Mikora. Hamalach is this week's parsha. I think Hamalach make Kriya Shema. Seder we all be zoiche. The Gemara says that say Kriya Shema will be protect Alamita. Will be protected from the Mazikin. So shall be protected from Mazikin. Amen. Shukorech.
What do you say?